from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary Kerry visits Hiroshima. John Kerry says he's deeply moved and honored to be the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Hiroshima, Japan, a city devastated after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb near the end of World War II.
This was a display that I will personally never forget. I don't see how anyone could forget.
Secretary Kerry was speaking toward the end of the annual two-day G7 ministers meeting. Group of seven heads of state will meet in Hiroshima next month. President Obama will become the first American leader to visit the city. The UN envoy for Yemen welcomed today the cessation of hostilities, which just went into effect. The truce is between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels. Amin Saikal of Australia National University tells VOA the Yemen ceasefire comes on the heels of Syria's truce.
And I think that has also put a lot of pressure on the various warring parties in Yemen.
Some observers believe the ceasefire will help the upcoming peace talks in Kuwait go well. U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency would not use waterboarding against a detainee, even if a future president ordered such interrogation techniques. Mr. Brennan said he would not use the tactics because, referring to the CIA, this institution needs to endure. The CIA used a program of harsh interrogations aimed at forcing terror suspects to give up information about possible attacks against the United States in the years following the 2001 terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in the U.S. President Barack Obama banned the techniques when he took office in 2009, saying many of them did indeed amount to torture. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chad's president, Idriss Déby, is expected to win a fifth term after votes from Sunday's election are counted. Mr. Déby, who is facing 13 challengers, has led the country since 1990 when he seized power in a coup. A key election issue was security in the face of Islamic extremism, especially the Nigerian-based Boko Haram insurgency. Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control of the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo, Syria's one-time economic capital, has been divided into occupation zones since 2012, with rebel groups in some areas while the other locales are still under government control. Tensions remain high on the Idomeni border crossing a day after Macedonian police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of migrants as they tried to break through a border fence on the Greek side. Dozens of migrants continued to gather on the Greek side of the fence on Monday, but no clashes have been reported. In the meantime, today, the UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, met with Syrian foreign ministers. Mr. de Mistura says the peace is fragile but still goes on.
And last but not least, we did raise and discuss the importance of protecting and maintaining and supporting the cessation of hostilities, which is, as you know, fragile but is there, and we need to make sure that it continues to be sustained.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras.
Our meeting taking place in a very crucial time for Europe. When we're facing multiplied power crises related to economy, to security, safe and security, and of course with this mass migration flows.
Medical aid charity said nearly 300 people were treated for injuries after Sunday's flare-up. Macedonian officials say 23 members of security forces suffered injuries, many from stone-throwing protesters. Human Rights Watch has accused Israeli forces of using unnecessary force while arresting and interrogating Palestinian minors. A statement by the group also said that arrests of children have increased dramatically since an outbreak of violence erupted in the region in October of 2015 that's left over 200 people dead. An Israeli rights group reports that 415 Palestinian minors are currently being held in Israeli prisons, up from just 193 in September of 2015. An unmanned SpaceX cargo ship arrived at the International Space Station on Sunday, 2 days after launching from Cape Canaveral, Florida. On board are 3,100 kilograms of freight, including food supplies, laboratory experiments, and an inflatable room. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.